Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. Thank you again for tuning in for our last week of our Business Succession Planning Podcast, our month of June. So today we're going to talk about shareholding and your estate plan, planning for before and after your death. So shareholding I'm talking about is shareholding generally in a proprietary company. So I'm not talking about where you have kind of, retail shares, you know, shares in Telstra or BHP or anything like that. I'm talking about shareholding in a business that you are in control of or that you have established with other people. So generally what happens to your shares is dictated by a few things. So firstly, if your shares are held jointly with someone, then the surviving joint shareholder remains the holder of those shares. If you are the sole, well, actually, you don't have to be the sole shareholder. If you own shares yourself and you haven't accounted for them separately in your will and they just fall into your residue, they just are gifted in accordance with your will or, of course, the laws of intestacy if you don't have a will. Then there are circumstances where there are other shareholders that might not be related to you. So you've started a business with other people. And there may be a shareholder's agreement which dictates what happens when a shareholder dies and what happens to those shares. So I have many people come to me that have a very successful business with business partners and they will own a percentage of the shares. And I will say to them, what happens when you die? Do you have a shareholder's agreement? And 99% of the time they will say, no. That's a problem on a few fronts. What I find is that people don't want to have this conversation. You know, I talk about this all day, every day, people die. But a lot of people don't want to have this conversation about what happens when you die. And particularly with business partners. You know, I have other clients that are forced into the conversation by way of terminal illness, but otherwise, it's not a conversation that you have. You're very busy. You're running a business. You're being successful. You don't have time to talk about your death, but you should, because what you think is going to happen when you die compared to what other shareholders think is going to happen when one of you dies can be vastly different. And it's really important that you have the conversation with them. And then once you've had the conversation and agreed on a path forward, that path forward is written down into a shareholder's agreement. Really important. The shareholder's agreement dictates what happens to the shares and particularly what happens when they die. So some options can be that it's just gifted in accordance with the will or the laws of intestacy. Another option might be that the shareholding partner, so the other people in the shareholding, may be able to buy those shares off your estate and then you agree on a certain value. There might be a valuation method in the shareholders agreement. It may be that the other shareholders take over your shares for a temporary amount of time and then there's a trigger for them to be sold or gifted, whatever the case may be. But if you don't have that written down, it's going to be a shit show, I guess. This is my first explicit warning for my podcast. If you don't have it, it could cause a lot of problems in the business. The other thing that I find about shareholding is that I will often have people come to me that have a very successful business, but their children or they don't have children just don't want to be involved in the business. So then what happens? A lot of the time, their children might be really young also. That would be the other scenario. So then what happens to that shareholding? And a lot of people say to me, well, I'd love my general manager to buy a portion of my shares and take them over. Okay, great plan. How are we going to document this? How are we going to make sure that that is what happens to your shares? Is that their plan? Have they thought about it? Like, there's so many things to consider. And the only way that you're going to really go through the motions is start thinking about it, having conversations with these people and deciding what is happening. So I think it's really important to have this conversation, make sure that you are. It's not that simple. It's not just as simple as like, oh, I'm going to give my shares. It can be a lot more complex. And particularly if you have quite a successful business, you really need to think about the business succession and what's going to happen to it after you die. You know, it's a real big issue if you're the key person. You know, what happens after you die? So that's all I had for this podcast around shareholding. If you think that I've missed anything or I haven't answered your question, you can book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicker, on my website, www.vickerlaw.com.au. You can also just shoot me an email, Lydia, L-I-D-I-A, at vickerlaw.com.au. So that's wrapping up June. June is done, business succession planning. I think that we have really had some great insights this month. Next month, we're switching gears to the dispute side of my business and my podcast. And we're going to talk about going to court in Queensland. So looking at the court system, pre-court steps, costs, what happens when you get a judgment, those kinds of things. So really interesting one for me because obviously I'm a weirdo. I love going to court, love court matters. So that's what we're going to talk about in July. So I will leave you with that suspense. Have a great week and I will speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicker Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vickerlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicker. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicker, signing off. The Vicker Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.